Soleil auf Lux FM mit Smashed Birds. Ein Stück Musik, das schon ein paar Jährchen älter ist. Wir werden gleich auch noch mal neueres Material reinhören, Innenmaterial von ihrer aktuellen EP Chromantic. Die Isländerin, die auch bei Seabear und bei Sinfang spielt, wird heute Abend solo auftreten in der Nordischen Botschaft und dort ihre Songs und auch, wie gesagt, die neueste Solo-EP Chromantic noch mal vorstellen. Vorher hat sie es zu mir ins Studio geschafft und wir quatschen ein bisschen über die Island-Theorie der Guskus-Herrschaften, die ich ja gestern erst erklärt bekam. Wir sprechen über ihre Liebe zum Piano, die auf der neuen EP deutlich wird. Wir sprechen über erste Aufnahmen zum nächsten Album und über vieles mehr. Außerdem bei mir im Studio unser Future-Partner in Crime, Jonas Webner. Er wird ab Oktober gemeinsam mit Flux FM die Ja-Ja-Ja-Konzertreihe im Fluxbau veranstalten, die nordische Musik in Germany noch bekannter machen will. Ich sage jetzt aber erstmal Hello and welcome to the both of you. Hello, Soleil.
Hello.
And hello, Jonas.
Hi, Vincent.
I'm gonna talk to Soleil first, if that's okay for you, Jonas.
Go for it.
We'll have to talk about the Ja 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 concerts that are gonna happen in Fluxbau real soon. But first of all, another hello to Soleil. Where are you coming from today? Did you directly come from Iceland or did you play some shows the last days?
No. We came from Iceland yesterday.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And you're going to play a show at Nordische Botschaft tonight.
Yeah.
Are you going to play solo or did you bring some band members? Because that differs, right? You can basically do both.
Yeah, I could do both. I brought the band. I brought one of the band and the other one is coming today.
Okay, that sounds really good
to
me.
He just had a baby like 1 week ago, but he was allowed to go for 1 day.
Okay, so it's like a family business because you became a mother like in March or something.
Yeah,
is that true?
March. Yeah, it's true. Yeah,
congratulations.
Thank you.
You have a little daughter.
Little daughter.
Cool.
Yeah.
And but she's not on tour with you. She stayed home.
She's here.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, she's still breastfeeding, so I need to take her.
Oh, but it's nice though. I mean.
Yeah, she likes it in Berlin. She likes all the trees. We don't have that many trees in Iceland.
In Iceland? Oh, yeah, that's pretty treeless island,
right? They get blown away by the wind.
Too much wind for trees. So that's a nice... I mean, taking your young daughter from Iceland to Berlin to show her nature, that sounds like... It doesn't sound real.
And the nightlife.
Yeah. But that's cool. I mean, how cool is that to be on tour in the first year of your existence because your mother is touring.
She won't remember it.
She won't remember it. That's true. But let's leave the private things aside. We're not the Yellow Press Radio right here. I want to talk to you about your brand new record, Chromantic, which is entirely made out of piano songs. And I've read that the piano kind of was like your first instrument that you've learned back in the day. So what was the reason for you to revisit the piano? Mm-hmm. Did you miss the frequencies, the spectrum that you have with the piano in comparison to the guitar, or what was the reason for you to go back?
Well, I usually play piano or like keyboards, you know. But this album was kind of more like because I had this baby, I needed to bring something, release something in between. Mm-hmm. Those songs are just songs that I made, few years ago, so it's not kind of new. It was like I was in the Art Academy studying composition, and that's where I wrote all those small songs.
Okay, cool. Oh, that kind of relieves me because I was thinking she just had a baby and she wrote those super dark songs. sounds super spooky. Is she gonna kill her baby very soon, or what's happening?
I hope not.
No, but really, I was a bit scared, and I'm happy that you say that those are old compositions, and I really love the fact that they are kind of spooky and they're pretty cinematic. You can imagine your own movie to those songs. Yeah. You basically have to because there's not enough.
There's no voice to there's no tell words. You what to do.
Yeah. I really love that.
Yeah, thank you.
And it has a sound philosophy that I really like as well. And that's because you used a piano that is slightly, just a little tiny bit detuned.
Yeah. And just because my piano is old.
Yeah, but it's cool.
And I don't have money to buy a new one.
And but that, I think that adds a lot of magic to those recordings.
Yeah, it's nice. I like it.
Yeah. And I read that you imagined playing the stuff with old hands as well.
That's true. Yeah.
How important is it for you when you're composing to make up those fantasies and those worlds and to fantasize that your hands are old while playing that song? Mm. Because I think it adds a lot to the sound philosophy.
Yeah. I mean, you need something to start mm-hmm. making music, you know, mm-hmm. you have to have some idea of what, how it's going to sound, you know. Mm-hmm. So I think it's, yeah, for me at least, it's important to have a kind of a story behind the music.
I met Gus yesterday, a brilliant band from Iceland. Yeah. They were visiting me yesterday and we were nice. Talking about a theory that they made up that says that the Icelandic people, the Icelandic musicians, they sound so special not because of the surrounding and the beautiful island they're living on. Mm. No, they sound special because they are all punk rocks, basically. Mm-hmm. They are all inspired by the punk rock movement mm-hmm. from the 70s, which says you can do it on your own. Mm-hmm. The most important thing is that you sound different yeah. than the other artist. Yeah. Would you agree that every yeah. Icelandic musician is a punk rocker in its heart?
I've never heard that, but I agree with it, and I agree also with that idea of trying to make a new sound, not trying to copy paste, mm-hmm. Because you know we're all. It's a really small scene, though there are many bands. Mm-hmm. You know, you have to go your own way, otherwise you won't get through. I guess you know.
Yeah.
But it's also easy to be like a musician, and it's easy to get into the media and stuff because it's a small country. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But at the same time, I'm really happy that you're into this theory as well.
Mm, yeah.
Yeah, cool. So, what can people expect from tonight's show? Are you gonna play romantic songs, basically, more or less, or are you gonna play some older material? Are you gonna play some new stuff that's not been released yet? I don't know.
Okay. New stuff that hasn't been released. Uh-huh. I'm finishing an album that will be released next year.
Cool.
And old stuff and new, very new stuff.
Oh, that sounds interesting to me. And
Romantic has to wait for a more kind of a sitting concert.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, maybe you do. You know Chilly Gonzalez, the brilliant genius musician. He has made a piano ballads album. One or two years ago, because he's a trained pianist as well. Mm. And he sometimes does piano battles. And that would be a cool thing. You battling Chilly Gonzalez in the piano session. Because he loves to do that. He did it with Helge Schneider, German artist. He did it with Andrew W.K. from the States. Whoa. And it's a brilliant idea, like a piano battle. It's like improvising, yeah. And I think that would be a good idea.
That.
Yeah, maybe we can connect the both of you. So maybe one or two words. Is there a sound philosophy already for the next LP? Is there an mm-hmm. instrument that you're concentrating on?
Yes, not piano. Mm-hmm.
I thought so.
I'm using more of organs and you know kind mm-hmm. of synths. But it's like it has still the I think the sound world that I make. Mm-hmm. It's just that I don't like playing piano live because I have a keyboard and it always sounds shitty. When you know how a very nice classical piano sounds, then it's hard to get all the EQ stuff. So I always get really pissed off when I'm playing a show.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna try to avoid that for the next album and just play organs.
That's cool. No, but I mean that's the thing when you have a slightly detuned old piano at home that has its special sound.
Yeah, it's true.
And you can't work with those plugins anymore. No. They suck.
They suck.
They're boring. Yeah. They're dead. So I really wish you the best of luck for tonight's show.
Thank you.
And before I talk to Jonas, let's listen to a song or to the title track of the piano LP or EP Chromantic. Hier ist Soleil auf Lux FM nochmal mit einem leicht verstimmten Piano. Ist das schön? Beautiful Soleil nochmal mit Chromantic auf Lux FM. One more question I have for you, Soleil. I forgot to ask you. Is there something happening with the Sindri? Sindri, the Sinfang Sea Bear partner in crime. Are you planning to do something with him? Is there anything happening with him? Is there something that you've planned music-wise for the next years? Or are you concentrating on your own stuff?
Well, yeah, basically. But we're always helping each other out. Mm-hmm. So it's more like a friendship.
Okay,
nothing
cool.
more.
Yeah, no, I didn't ask. I didn't ask for that.
No.
But we play Sea Bear and Sinfang a lot on this very station here.
Yeah.
So I was just asking for new music. Okay, thank you. Jetzt Jonas zu dir. Jonas ist bei mir im Studio. Jonas Webner, der ab Oktober hier mit Flux FM gemeinsam die Konzertreihe im Fluxbau veranstalten wird. Eine Veranstaltungsreihe, die sich auf nordische Musik konzentriert und die eben noch größer machen möchte, auch in Germany. You're the mastermind, actually, behind the Ya 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 concerts that are going to happen here at Fluxbau from the 9th of October on.
Oh, it's actually it's a big team effort. Ah, okay. But thank you. We're a bunch of people coming together to pull this through, including you guys.
Yeah, thank you. But you've been doing this for some years now. You've been doing it in London as well. What's the idea behind the Ya 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 concerts?
Well, it started back in London in 2009, and we are in this kind of privileged position of having a wealth of amazing music coming out of the Nordic region, and we saw that a lot of them played shows that weren't that well promoted. The sound wasn't too good. The artists weren't treated that well. I mean, London is a very
especially
tough city.
Especially in London, I think it's super tough.
Super tough, and it's kind of you're not worth that much until you get to the next level. People don't really give so much of a deal. So
I talked to Who Made Who once, and they refused to go back to England anymore.
Yeah,
they were like, we don't care if nobody knows us there because we've been treated like shit when we tried to play some shows there.
Yeah.
We didn't get paid. People kicked us out of the venue and all that stuff. So they were really pissed.
Yeah, no, that can be a tough gig. Now, so we wanted to set up a platform, basically a non-profit platform where we could showcase the new talent coming out of the Nordic region, and both to fans and help them build their audience, but also to the industry to help them build their international team. So it's kind of a springboard for hopefully a bigger international success. Because we all come from very small region. You know, if you look at the entire Nordic region, the five Nordic countries combined together, we're about 26 million people. So we need to go international to kind of be able to survive with our music.
True. But that's an interesting fact because the Northern region of Europe is a pretty creative space. You know, there's lots of music coming from there. We just talked about the Icelandic musicians all being punk rocks at their hearts and doing different stuff than anybody else in the world. So I think it's a brilliant idea for you to canalize those really, really hardcore working people and to show their work to the world.
Yeah, no, I mean, we also saw that there's this kind of a notion about some kind of Nordic brand, Scandinavian brand, not just in music, but you see kind of the Nordic noir in terms of krimis, and you have the Nordic design, films, etc.
Sure.
So, yeah, the idea was to just build up a night that people could associate with the best new music and put it on a regular basis with the best local partners we found in London.
So, how did the Londoners react to that thing? Because I as I said, Who Made Who told me that they will never play there again because they got kicked in the ass and they weren't paid. And I know that people in London are pretty spoiled. They have enough music for like more than one lifetime, actually, in more bands that you can imagine. How did they react to a northern influence or to more bands from the north? Did they dig it? Did they like it?
Yeah, you know what? It kind of took off from the very first start, and I think one of the reasons is, of course, you know, it's only always down to the music. We were lucky to have some fantastic first nights with amazing lineups, but also the local partners. We actually, for the first nights in London, we decided to work with curators. We got the likes of Hugh Stevens, a known radio DJ from BBC One, Sean Adams, the editor of important music site called Drown in Sound, John Kennedy, another radio DJ for XFM. We got them to curate the nights, and for us that was also a huge thing to see that these busy people took time out of their schedule to curate a Nordic lineup. And by getting them to put their stamp of approval on the nights, we also managed to spread the word quite quickly about the Ya 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 brand.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good to me. So what's going to happen on the first Ya 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 night on the 9th of October here in Fluxbau? Who's going to play?
We're very excited. I mean, we've been working for this. The nights in London came together in a couple of months, and we had the privilege of having a bit more time with the Berlin ones.
Yes.
And we've been, as I said, it's quite a big team coming together for this, and people are in it more as a labor of love than anything else.
Okay.
It's a non-profit. Everything goes back to the artists and to the platform.
Nice.
But what's happening is that we basically looked at who do we feel are passionate about Nordic music in Germany and in Berlin, and on that list were you guys. So we're doing it with you, Fluxfm, as you know. Nothing but Open Passion, an online music site.
Yeah.
And also Promo through great agency called Nordic by Nature. We have mm-hmm. a long tradition of promoting Nordic stuff, and a local promoter called a national promoter called Konsertbyrå Schönebeck. Mm-hmm. So we already have quite a big team in place, and we have, as you know, a big party, big bash tonight, just mm-hmm. to kind of kick loose and celebrate. Mm-hmm. And then on the 9th, we start at the Fluxbau, 9th of October. So we have Naomi Pilgrim from Sweden.
Cool.
Blau Blume, which I think you already played a bit on the mm-hmm. station, and a Norwegian band called Alfred Hall.
All right, cool. So we're going to be there, and we're going to be partying together on the 9th of October. And you're going to visit us again and tell us a little bit more about those bands.
I'd love to.
On that day, or bring us some of those bands into the studio.
Yeah.
We can talk to them directly. Yeah. That would be a good idea too.
So then, every second Thursday of each month, we'll
all
do
right,
this.
Cool.
So looking forward to it.
Yeah, we do so too, because it's like something to do for every second Thursday. We'll finish the job up here, we go down there, and we'll have a great party with bands from the northern part of Europe. That's a cool idea. So thank you for telling me about that. And for tonight's show, for Zoli's show, she's going to play tonight at Nordische Botschaft. I have some tickets that I can give away. Dafür müsst ihr mich jetzt nur schnell anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück. Und wer durchkommt, der kann auf die Kick-Off-Veranstaltung zu den Ja-Ja-Ja-Konzerten heute Abend gehen. Wie gesagt, in der Nordischen Botschaft. Die findet ihr in der Rauchstraße, U-Bahnhof Nollendorfstraße. Und wie gesagt, die großartige Soleil, die eben noch bei mir im Studio war, wird dort live auftreten. Und weiter geht's dann mit der Ja-Ja-Ja-Konzertreihe am 9. Oktober hier bei uns im Fluxbau. Und von dort an dann alle zwei Wochen Ja, 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 im Fluxbau. So, thanks a lot
for visiting
me, Jonas Webner, and we'll meet each other pretty often in the next few weeks and months. So, I'll see you again. Und ihr da draußen könnt anrufen 030 2000 9000 für das Soleil-Konzert heute Abend in der Nordischen Botschaft als Kick-Off-Veranstaltung zur Konzertreihe Ja, ja, ja. 030 2000 9000.